Hello, good afternoon. Hi, good afternoon. My name is Mark. Hi, good afternoon, sir. I'm calling on behalf of the city of Glenwood Springs. Yes, sir. How are you doing? How are you doing today, sir?
Fine. Fine.
Glad to hear you're doing all right, sir. I'm calling on behalf of the city of Glenwood Springs. I want to thank you for taking this confidential and secure poll of Glenwood Springs voters about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs, sir?
Yes.
And are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Okay. And overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay. Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Okay, and which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? I'm going to go ahead and read statement one. Statement one reads, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. Statement two reads, the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Statement three reads, no repairs and fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition. Which one fits the roads near to you?
I think the city's done a good job in repairing the roads.
Yeah, okay. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Would you say they are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
About right.
How would you rate the about right? Okay. As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1.5-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your votes as yes or no on each of the following three separate options. Option one reads, would you vote yes or no to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of about 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost for replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Option two reads, would you vote yes or no to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional a quarter of a cent, making a total of about 0.75 cents to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years? Would you vote yes or no?
No.
Okay. Option three reads, would you vote yes or no to continue the half-cent sales tax for the next 20 years that funds the city street and road maintenance?
Say that again.
Yes. Would you vote yes or no to continue the half-cent currently sales tax for the next 20 years that funds the city streets and roads maintenance?
Yes.
Okay. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might take? The statement reads, taxes are high enough already and we just can't trust the city governments or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. Would you agree or disagree with the statement I just read?
Agree.
Okay. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes on a sales tax ballot, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not a persuasive at all. I'm going to go ahead and I'll read the statements. The first statement reads, by voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaking water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
A reason to vote yes.
And would that be very persuasive of a reason or somewhat of a persuasive of a reason?
Somewhat.
Okay. The next statement reads, voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than in currently what it is currently necessary. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Not at all.
Okay. The next statement reads, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state and federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Not persuasive at all.
Okay. The next statement reads, the city's public work department has a solid record of accomplishments maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Not persuasive.
Okay. The next statement reads, the full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair all at once so that when streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can be also replaced. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Not persuasive.
Okay. The next statement reads, 100% of all money raised by the streets sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. The next statement reads, Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and causes more. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Not persuasive.
Okay. The next statement reads, since the cost of construction materials for roads repair is up significantly since voters last approved the half-cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a one-quarter cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Somewhat persuasive.
Yeah, okay. The next statement reads, a significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Spring Roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all of a reason to vote yes?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay, the next statement reads, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current half-cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, synagogues, and bike lanes, which will increase safety for walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. Would that be very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all to vote yes?
Somewhat persuasive.
Okay. Now that you have heard all this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? I'm going to read the options to you once again. Option one reads, to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional half-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed. Would you vote yes or no now that you have read, now that you have heard the full information?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to read the option two, to renew the half-cent sales tax and add an additional a quarter of a cent, making it a total of three-quarters of a cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And option three reads, to continue the half-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance. Would you vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, and finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repairs and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. And what is, could you please tell me your age, sir, if it's between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Okay. And how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 0 to 5 years, 6 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, 21 to 30 years?
0 to 5. 0 to 5.
Okay. And do you own or do you rent the current place of residence?
Own.
Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation. Remember that your opinion is very important and your feedback is valued and needed for the decisions to be made. You have yourself a wonderful day, okay?
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.